It's Michelle Wiener Davis. She wrote a book about sexless marriages. Hey, Michelle.
Good morning.
We realize that we're all so upset that there is a need for this kind of book. We are irrationally upset that there is something called a sexless marriage.
Well, there is. And so as long as there are sex-starved marriages, people need help because they really don't have to live that way. That's the good news.
The book is The Sex-Starved Wife, What to Do When He's Lost Desire. And every time we have you on, the phone lines light up. What are the statistics on this one more time?
Well, let me backtrack a little bit because I think we actually had conversations about the book that actually prompted me writing this one. It was The Sex-Starved Marriage. And in that book, I defined what I mean by a sex-starved marriage. It's one where one spouse is desperately longing for more touch, more physical closeness, more sex, and the other one thinks, what is the big deal? Would you just get a life? But to the spouse wanting more physical contact, it's a huge deal because it really is about feeling wanted, feeling loved, feeling connected. And when this major misunderstanding happens in marriage, intimacy on all levels tends to drop out. They stop sitting next to each other on the couch. They stop laughing at each other's jokes. They stop being friends. And it really places the marriage at risk of infidelity and even divorce. And in that book, The Sex-Starved Marriage, I devoted a mere 5 pages to the unique challenges that happen when the woman is the spouse in the relationship who has a higher sex drive. And just based on that small amount of attention, I was inundated with letters and calls from women saying, Michelle, thank you so much for writing about this, because I thought that I was the only person, only woman in the world whose husband wasn't chasing me around the living room with a permanent erection. And I thought there was something wrong or flawed with me. And I'm finding out that there are really other people who feel exactly the same way. And in fact, there are millions of women out there who are the ones in the relationship who want more sex and their husbands aren't interested. And I am convinced that low sexual desire in men is America's best-kept secret.
And do you think it's a result of something else, like depression in the man, or, I mean, where does that come from?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you're asking that question, because most people, the immediate assumption is if a man's not interested in sex, it means that he can't get it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, occasionally having an erectile dysfunction or some other sexual dysfunction is a problem, because who wants to have an experience where you're feeling like a failure? That sometimes is a problem, but more often than not, there are many other issues that contribute to a man's not wanting sex, including what you just suggested, depression, especially when you take a look at today what's going on in the economy with the number of layoffs that are happening, and the majority of the layoffs, of course, are to men, and with men's self-esteem being so tied up in their achievement or their level of achievement, it's no wonder that sex goes right out the window. So personal issues like depression, self-esteem, body image, poor body image, poor childhood experiences are certainly contributing factors. Not to overlook, of course, that there are very often biological factors, testosterone fluctuations. You know, testosterone is one of the primary hormones that's responsible for sex drive. And if it really drops precipitously, a man can completely lose desire in sex. But the good news, of course, is you can get testosterone supplements. But there are other, things like medication and chronic illnesses that contribute to a drop in sexual desire. But what I hear over and over again in my practice, which is called the Divorce Busting Center, where I help couples work out these issues so that they can stay together, is that, you know, it really should be no surprise to people, but very often men don't want to have sex for very much the same reason that women don't want to have sex, or that women say that they have headaches. And a lot of that has to do with relationship issues. I've met more and more men who say, you know, my wife is critical, she's demanding, we have fights all the time, and when we're not connected emotionally, I don't really feel like being physical. Believe it or not, that is not just, you know, an outcry for women. Men feel that way as well.
Hillary here wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Hillary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you? You sound completely upbeat for a woman that's not having sex.
maybe it's her choice.
She's just glad to know she's not alone.
I have a great relationship. I but I'm afraid that I am on the other end of the spectrum. My husband would love it, but not so much me.
You just don't want to have sex. How many times have you guys had sex over the last couple?
Well, we've been married since 2002, and at first everything was great. And then I would say in the past 3 or 4 years, one time was for his birthday, and one time was because I just wanted to do something nice for him.
So twice in the past 3 years?
2, 3 or 4 years, yeah.
Oof.
Now, and I'm assuming sex was better earlier in the relationship?
I just had more of a drive for it earlier.
Yeah.
Hillary, let me ask you this before Michelle takes your question.
Yeah.
Are you assuming that your husband isn't having sex with anybody?
I know it sounds silly, but yeah, I am. I trust him.
So you would be offended if he's having sex with somebody else, even though you've only had sex with him twice in the last couple of years?
I would definitely be hurt. I wouldn't say that it's not something that